I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, hesitation surrounds the recent Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal. The details in a moment. Then later we'll explain why and how this coming Sunday saves lives. It's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in the Middle East, where many celebrated an Israel-Hamas ceasefire on Wednesday. But by Thursday morning, doubts emerged. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delayed a cabinet vote to approve the agreement, citing last-minute demands by Hamas. Internal dissent within the Israeli government also played a role. As the world watches to see what happens with the ceasefire deal, Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries reflects on the ongoing 15-month war, saying,
"We just need the Lord to intervene. People look at it from a lot of different angles. We love both. We love the Palestinians. We love the Israelis. They're both suffering through this."
Unfortunately, the potential for future war is far from over. Israeli security officials say Hamas has recruited 4,000 new fighters since early December.
"We know that happens in Gaza, that Hamas will force people, if you don't do this, we'll kill your family. And all of a sudden, that young 18-year-old is in Hamas, sadly."
Yet he says the past 15 months have led many to turn to Christ from Islam. Pray more Palestinians and Israelis will find true peace with God and each other.
"We're praying that hostages are released, Hamas is defeated. I guarantee you that is one thing they would be cheering. If Hamas left Gaza, the Palestinians would be cheering and thanking God for that."
Next, a new year sparks a new two-pronged media outreach targeting Russian speakers in the Middle East. Pavel Schiffman heads up TWR's work in Israel.
After the fall of the Soviet Union, more than 1,200,000 people moved to Israel, back to their homeland. I'm speaking about Jewish people, and they all speak Russian.
Jews have moved from the former Soviet Union to Israel in several waves. Schiffman says they seem to be more open to the gospel.
50% of the evangelical church or the messianic church in Israel today consists of Russian-speaking Jews. This is the most responsive group of people in Israel.
The Nehemiah Project will develop in four phases, ultimately connecting Jewish seekers on the internet with local churches.
The launching phase is really critical because the 24/7 stream and the YouTube channel helps you reach out like big numbers of people. And then like it all narrows down to some individual meetings and communications online.
The Nehemiah Project will also expand to secular Jews later this year. In the second prong of this outreach, believers will contextualize Women of Hope radio scripts and then record new Russian episodes for streaming. Pray this new project will connect believers with people who are desperate for truth. And this Sunday, January 19th, is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, spotlighting pro-life conversations. One ministry we want to introduce you to is Life International.
"We make known the Father's heart for life with church leaders all over the globe. And so that's where it all originated many years ago, back in the late 90s, when the Lord just really captured my heart on this issue."
That's Kurt Dillinger, founder and president of Life International. He tells us how the Lord moved his heart for biblical pro-life ministry.
"This issue really is not about stopping abortion, even though that's a very noble cause. And it's really not about rights of people, of women, even though all of those things are vitally important. What he was saying to me is, this is an attack on your Father in heaven, and you don't even know my heart on this issue." That broke me, and it just ushered in this desire to do whatever I could to understand his heart. And that's essentially now what we do around the world.
This Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.